the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe. It's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Blue Diamond Almonds, now available in bold habanero barbecue. When you want a little bit of extra zing to your almonds, make sure you check out Blue Diamonds at BlueDiamondsAlmonds.com. And don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DI Plus for a special holiday discount. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined by the almond-free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hey, you know, I really think that Chestnuts would have been a much more appropriate sponsor today.
Well, you know what? I've got a story about that, but we can get to that in a minute, because I realized just moments after I hit the theme song to start, so you and I have not talked about this, but I actually do have a holiday story to relay, which I think is probably best done in the technology segment. But we will get to that when we get to that. So hi, Adam. Yes, I know.
Hi, Daniel.
You know, why is it that chestnuts would be more appropriate? What would be special about chestnuts at this time of
roasting of on an open fire? Jack Frost nipping at your nose, you know. It's
no,
Christmas.
It's Christmas.
Yes.
Oh.
And this is our special Christmas episode of DI Plus.
Do we have music for that?
Well, we can. I was going to save it, but we could do this one because
there we go.
I happen to like this one a lot.
Right. But that one's kind of what's the word I'm looking for? Annoying.
No, it's
do
wonderful.
We have Well, I'm just saying, do we have like music, you know, like music, you know, without words, like instrumental. That's the word I was going for there. Do we have background instrumental Christmas music?
Is what I was going for. You're asking for a lot here.
You know what? We only have about 45 minutes to do this show, because today is they're doing this big streaming thing here on Pride 48.
So, I've heard
hello,
that.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the chat room. We are, of course, streaming on Pride 48. We're not actually there. But, you are.
We are coming.
Matters.
We are the ghosts of Christmas past. And we are coming you from the past. We're coming you. We are coming to you
on
from
you.
The past.
No, we're not coming on you. We're coming to you from the past. So what happened is Robert and I are actually in New York City.
New York City.
That's right. I'm sure enjoying either that or we've killed each other already. We are either enjoying the window displays and Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center and all of the New York Christmassy things that there are to enjoy. Either that or we've already killed each other and we're in a hospital.
Is there a horror? Well, if you've already killed each other, then you're not in a hospital.
Oh,
you're like
that's
in a
true.
Morgue or something.
That's true.
Wow, that,
well,
this is
but
totally
that would
not
be
Christmassy at all. Is there a horror? Is there a horror movie? A horror movie?
Is it now? Is that with a W? A horror movie with a W?
The horror.
The horror.
Horror.
What?
Whatever
so
it
what?
Is.
Yes.
Is there a horror movie?
Is there a horror movie
called Bloody Christmas? I believe there is. So you know, maybe that is what has happened to you and Robert. You know, you're having a bloody Christmas.
Christmas, Bloody Christmas.
I think there is a movie. I believe there is.
There very well could be. So you know what? I'm not even looking at my Trello. So that is, I don't even know what you've got put up there for us to talk about. So
well,
what do we got to talk about on this fine Christmas Eve?
Well, so I just have a little bit of an actual life thing to talk about, and then I have a couple of topics that I want to cover that aren't really a story.
Hopefully they will go over just as well as that top 10 thing that I tried to do last week, which I just gave up because it was just like you thought that there was a ghost stalking your house, which ended up being the dryer.
Well, you know, the dryer can be a scary thing, let me tell you.
I did not listen to it when you posted it. Did you take that story out?
No.
Oh, so you left that in there?
No, I just left it all in because I thought, you know what? People like to hear how things go. And you know, I thought, yes. Anyway, so my little topic for me, or my story of my life, you know, sort of thing, the soap opera that is my life. I wanted to ask the listeners and you about Christmas present giving between partners or boyfriends, whatever you want to say, because there are a couple of things. First of all, in straight relationships, they usually say, don't get the woman something that she would use around the house, like a vacuum cleaner, for right. instance.
Right. And that I can vouch for that because I asked Robert this year. I was like going, well, I thought about maybe getting you a Roomba.
And well, you know,
he would have none of it.
That's a little bit sweeter, though, because that is at least something that's doing the work for him.
That's what
it's,
I thought.
It's not like saying, so anyway, I don't even know what I'm getting from Mark, but we had this discussion today, and I was just casually, because I have mentioned a few times that my vacuum cleaner is a piece of crap. And
There, I've got some Christmas music.
Oh, okay, great. So Levelator will love this episode.
Oh, fuck. Well, never mind. Then no, I won't. I won't.
Maybe I could go in and put some in post if you would like. But anyway.
Right.
I could do that. So I asked him, I was just talking about Christmas presents, whatever. And I just randomly said, I hope you didn't go out and get me a... And then I thought, oh my God, what if he did get me a vacuum cleaner? I better not say that. But I had gotten too much of it out at that point.
And then I hope you didn't get me a va, and the only possible way you could finish that was gina.
Right, exactly. So anyway, so then he goes, no, what do you hope that I didn't get you? What do you, you know, we're having this. And then I'm like, well, okay, is the present that you got me big or small? And he said, yes. Oh, it's small. And I said, okay, great. So what I was going to say is, I hope you didn't get me a vacuum cleaner. And he said, did you look in the cabinet? And then I said, wait, no. And then so all day long, we've been going back and forth. I'm like, did you or did you? No, don't tell me because I want it to be a surprise. And then I was like, okay, I did need a vacuum cleaner. I don't want you to feel bad if you got
me. Oh, now
me
you're justifying it. Now yeah. You're like, oh, no, I did. I needed a
vacuum cleaner. I do. Well, I need a vacuum. But here's the thing about me, and maybe he hasn't learned this about me yet. I do not want presents that I need for Christmas or birthday.
Yes.
I want fun things, you know, something fun, frivolous, something that I would never get myself or that I want and haven't gotten myself, not something utilitarian like a vacuum cleaner. So right. I don't know, but you know, he's from a different culture, maybe. And then he says, well, you've been saying you needed a vacuum cleaner for like 2 months, you know, or whatever. So I don't know. And the other thing about gifts is I got him like 2 or 3 different things and I spent quite a bit of money and I kind of like to feel like that my significant other has spent a similar amount of money as me. But
okay.
when I told him that I got him a few presents, he said, oh, I just got you one. And I'm thinking, I spent like, I don't want to announce it on the podcast, but I spent quite a bit of money on him.
Yes.
And I think I'm going to open my one gift and it's going to be a lot lower. I mean, if we were playing the pricing
no.
game.
Oh, wow.
If we were playing the pricing game on these gifts, I think his, for me, would be at the bottom of that hill, you know, the yodeler that goes up the hill.
Yes.
His would be like, the one he's giving me would be towards the middle, maybe. And what he gets, the yodeler would go all the way up a little bit higher, you know, for his gifts.
Well, you know, Adam.
Yes, Daniel.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you feel that, you know. I don't know. We don't really have a norm here, though. I mean, we used to get each other gifts and stuff, and then lately, over the last couple of years, like, you know, just like one gift or whatever. But really, I mean, we have a joint account, so it's not like, you know, if we both got each other extravagant gifts, we're basically just depleting our joint account by extravagant amounts of money. So
he doesn't listen to this show, and the podcast version of this show is not going
to
go out until...
How dare he?
The podcast version of this show is not going to go out until after he's already opened his present. So I will just say right now, he got a Nikon zoom lens from me.
Yes.
And a tripod.
Yes.
And a remote for his camera.
Wow.
All of those 3 things. Plus, I'm going to get him some stocking stuffers tonight at Walmart, yes. Like some candy and some other stuff to put in his stocking. So I'm just worried. I will still love him. And maybe I am too. Okay, I want the listeners to tell me. We have not gotten a lot of contact. I want to know your opinion. I am asking the listeners.
No, you don't. You're asking people.
No, I'm not.
You're behaving like a child, and now you're opening yourself up for people to call in and say, Adam, you're behaving like a child.
No, I want to say that I think that my emotions here are wrong, and I shouldn't care.
You should.
The amount of,
you know, there is a reason.
The
there's a reason that they are called gifts and not requisite. Giving.
So I'm saying that I feel like I'm in the wrong, but these are just my feelings.
You are. No, I will confirm you. I will confirm that right there. You are absolutely 100% in the wrong.
And I will love whatever he gives me. I just want to say that right now.
You are in the wrong. What did you get me? What did you get me, by the way?
Huh?
What did you get me, by the way?
I didn't get you anything.
I got you. I spent like hundreds of dollars on you.
Oh, my God. No, you did. Okay. Fine. Whatever. Whatever. I didn't get anything from you for my birthday, for instance.
Do you think that us being nominated as the best produced project, that just happened? You don't think that I paid for that to happen? I paid.
Oh, I see.
For that to happen.
You shouldn't say that out loud. You shouldn't tell people.
Oh, fuck it. No, the contest is over now. That best of the left shit has already won because they cheat. So do you have another story?
Well, that was pretty much the story. So, you know, we went back and forth today about whether or not it was a vacuum cleaner, which, I mean, it could be a really expensive vacuum cleaner, and it won't matter. The price would not matter at all.
I should talk about this in the technology segment. Can we do it? Can we do a technology segment?
Sorry, I just coughed, right? Didn't mute myself or anything.
I know.
Yeah, we can do it. I didn't put one in because this is our very special Christmas edition.
Right, but, you know,
but
Christmas is,
but,
you know, it's all about tech.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it,
excellent.
It, check it, quick, rewrite it.
All right, so yeah, here in the tech segment, I got two different things that I wanted to talk about. Number one, for Christmas, I got an HTC Droid DNA. So a new Android phone that I got today. More importantly, a new Android phone on the Verizon network. So what we did is we finally, after much debating and hoopla and whatnot, so it's going to cost about $300 to buy myself out of this Sprint contract, right? But it's worth it because, then I'll own the phone. I can sell the phone on eBay for, you know, $100 and recoup a little bit of that. But it's worth it because by going to a shared plan on Verizon, we can actually reduce our monthly cell phone bills by, you know, close to like $60. So over the course of a year, it pretty much pays for itself to pay out, to buy out the $300. Plus the fact that I love Sprint, but Sprint has no signal anywhere. So much less, you know, a 4G signal, but no signal anywhere. So I've switched. So I've gone over. It's an HTC, which means it's got a better camera than what I was using. So I have until January 15th to play with it. So the reason that you've never heard of the Droid DNA, by the way, Adam, is because it's brand new. It actually just came out recently. It's a quad-core Snapdragon dude. So very snappy. It's running Jelly Bean, but it's kind of like that bullshit Jelly Bean where they've got their HTC Sense bullshit
right.
Running over on top of it. So I'm going to have to flash the ROM. But that's all right. That's right. I'll flash the ROM and make it go away. It's one of the nice things that I've always complained about on my phones. I don't like putting a case on it. I think cases, you know, why pay hundreds of dollars for this thing that's like, you know, engineered to look sleek and sexy, and then you throw a $1.99 hunk of plastic on it, and it, you know, makes it look like shit. Exactly.
I totally agree. I always go bare.
Right. You and I both, we bareback our phones, baby.
Because I think if I get a sexy phone, why do I want to put a big old thick hunk of plastic? I mean, basically the same as if I want to, why do I want to put a big old thick hunk of plastic on anything, really?
Right. It's kind of like that episode of South Park where Cartman's walking around with, you know, basically it's a piece of cardboard with a with an iPad, like drawing on it. And he's like,
yeah.
Oh, I love my iPad. And it's just like, right? I mean, you can just walk around with a big iPad case or whatever.
You could.
I love my iPad. Siri, tell me where I'm at. And, you know, whatever. So I got this new phone. I don't know anything about it yet. I'm taking it, you know, we're going tomorrow morning. We're on the train going into New York City. So I'll see how it performs in New York City. But since it's new, I have a couple of weeks to test it out and return it. If I don't care for it, but I think you know, just playing with it a little bit tonight, it's very snappy, it's very nice, and it's gotten really good reviews. So that's the really boring tech segment story. Is that I got a new little gadget that
so
I don't
you
know.
Say you got it for Christmas, though.
Yes.
Is that what you guys are doing now? Is saying, okay, I'm gonna buy my own gift. I'm gonna spend this money out of the joint account. So this is my gift to me. Merry Christmas, me.
Yeah,
sort of thing.
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
I just when you have joint finances, what do you do? I mean, it's kind of
I'm once again, when it comes to my own money, I'm kind of a control freak. So the furthest I have ever gotten with a partner or boyfriend or anything is having a joint account, but also having our separate accounts. So my money that's not for bills would go in my separate account, but the bill money we would both put an amount of money into the joint account, and we would pay the bills out of that. And then my own separate bills and my entertainment and what have you, I would pay for out of my own account. So that way I have control of my own money.
Excellent.
It's just the way it is.
So here's my other, I'm trying to find this now so that I can
I think I figured you out. You know how you can like Google and look sound effects up and all that kind of stuff while we're, and you say excellent a lot. Mm-hmm. I know what you're doing. You're not really listening to me at all. You're like browsing on Google for sound effects and stuff and just saying excellent every so often to make it sound like that you're keeping up.
Excellent. All right. So what I wanted to talk to you about.
Okay. Excellent.
Excellent. So I wanted to talk to you about this. let me find it here. I'm looking for something specific. So we had this fun thing that happened at work on, Tuesday or Wednesday or whatever the fuck day it was. I don't care. And what it was basically is that, so the place that I work, I'm not going to find the exact thing here, so I'm just going to have to wing it. So where the place that I work, what we do is, you know, it's a insurance agency, right? We sell life insurance and annuities and, medical supplement insurance, you know, like Medicare Advantage and stuff like that. We have agents that are across the country, right? And so we're kind of a servicing organization for those agents, right? So we represent, we are the pipeline between them and multiple different carriers and multiple different products, right? And so instead of them only being able to sell for Mutual of Omaha or only being able to sell for, I can't think of another one, the Hartford or Allianz or whatever, we provide them with the ability to sell for all or for a lot of them. And we help them with their marketing, yada, yada. So our marketing people sent out an email to all of our little independent agents across the country. And said, if you have a website on our, if we control your website, if you have a website on our system, and if we control your email database for your newsletter, for your monthly newsletter, attached is the holiday email that is going to go out to your database, to all of your customers.
Right.
And it was attached to the email and it was nice. This was just a little FYI. By the way, this is going to go out to all your customers. Happy holidays from Futurity First, blah, blah, blah. And it had a little, a link back to the webpage that would had gift wrapping on it and a recipe to make cheesecake bars
Because that's really what you want to be making. That's what you want your customers to be making when you're selling life insurance.
Right.
Here's a really fattening thing that'll cause you to have a heart attack. Here, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, we don't care. So the thing is that so this went out, right? And you'd think that, all right, that great. So that's really nice and that's really everything. No. Oh, no. No. So the first salvo was fired no more than 10 minutes later when the Oklahoma City branch decided, the branch manager, which I wish I had the exact wording here, but the branch manager was like, I wish this company would just take a stand and say Merry Christmas. Jesus's birth is what we're celebrating, and we shouldn't be sending out this happy holiday crap. And then that was followed up by agents from other branches going, I completely agree with you. I'm so glad you said something. This is horrible that we can't say Merry Christmas anymore. Now keep in mind, we have clients of every faith. We have clients of every stripe. We are a national organization. We are protected by, or we have to fall under the equal employment, guidelines and whatnot. We cannot discriminate on people based on their religious beliefs, yada, yada, yada. And not to mention that the CEO of our company is Jewish. Which is always great that we get hams at Christmas. Anyway, so the great thing here, so he walks over to me, the company CEO, company president, walks over to me and goes, is there a way to shut these people down? Because they were just replying, right? This had gone out to email groups, right? To all agents and all branch managers and blah, 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 the original one. And so all they were doing is hitting reply all. So this was basically going back to everyone.
Right.
And I was like, well, yeah, I can go in and restrict them from being able to email to groups, period. And, you know, I can shut them down. And he's like, do it. Shut them down. So I went in. I just basically...
Merry Christmas.
I made it everyone unable to... Anyone other than the home office completely unable to send to any groups. All right. So that basically when they hit reply all, they just got a bunch of undeliverable messages back to them, which I'm sure pissed off somebody somewhere, whatever. But it was so great because it was just kind of like, you know, it was like being on the front lines on the war on Christmas, because all I could think when I was doing that, you know, I took away their ability to spread their propaganda, like to fire their salvos. And I just felt like sending out one final email to that entire group, like, where's your God now?
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick.
And Merry Christmas to you.
I was just going to say. That's happy holidays, you bastard. Anyway, I cannot understand. I cannot fathom this whole thing. Now, you profess to be a Christian, yes?
I do, yes.
And why is my phone ringing? My phone is ringing in the... I am sorry, I'm recording a show, person that is calling me. I got distracted by that. So you purport to be a Christian. I have no idea, you know, whether you are or not, but you say you are, so I'll take your word for it. But you don't, I mean, you're not like crazy like that, are you?
No, I don't.
Someone says happy holidays, it doesn't upset you.
It doesn't upset me. There's a perfectly lovely song, Happy Holidays.
Right, exactly.
You know.
It's just, to me, it's just like, that would be like me going to a store and purchasing something and the clerk saying, you know, well, you have a nice day now. And me, like, turning around and go to them, how dare you not say Jesus? How dare you not say Jesus?
God bless you is what you're supposed to say. Yeah, God bless you everyone.
Or you're oppressing me by not completely affirming my religious beliefs. It's just kind of like, wow. Christmas, last I checked, is a holiday. Yes. So saying happy holidays necessarily is also includes Christmas if you were saying it at that time of year.
Yes, however, and it also does other things like includes New Year.
Kwanzaa, Hanukkah.
It's really just more efficient. It's not like you're not saying Merry Christmas. It's like I'm just including Christmas in all the other holidays.
It's just, anyway. So there you go. That was my thing that we had there. You know what, Adam, in the meantime, I know that a special message has come in just for you. Did you want to hear it?
Sure.
Ho, ho, ho. Hello, Adam. This is Santa Claus. I just spoke with your bestie, Daniel. He told me you have been a very good public nuisance and that this year you would like a personal trainer. Well, my first stop is your house in Arkansas. So don't forget to leave me some chicken and waffles. And be sure to go to bed early so I can bring you a surprise. But no peeking. All right, cutie pants. Santa has to go pack up the sleigh with presents and polish my rims. Merry Christmas.
Well, there you go.
I do want a personal trainer, Santa. Wow.
I know.
You got...
So, there you go. Santa, like, called you. Have you played with this at all?
No, I have not. You know, I heard it on some podcast that I listened to, and I don't even remember which one. I'm sure it was one of the Twit ones.
Right. No, so you go to google.com/Santa Tracker. Is where you want to go. And it's got all kinds of cool things, including like the little radar thing of tracking Santa and whatnot. But you'll see down at the bottom, there's like a little Google Places logo that has a Santa and a little phone receiver next to him. So if you scroll around and find that and click on it, then you can craft a special call from Santa that you can send to anyone that you want to send it to.
Now, how nasty can you be? Oh, shoot.
Well, it is.
Hold on.
You don't get to type in. You have to pre-select. In other words, he gives you choices of what to choose.
Oh, I want a naughty one.
No.
Well, that sucks.
Well.
I'll have to play with that. Personal trainer was one of the choices?
Yes.
Oh. Wow, look at that. So I wanted to know, do you have a favorite Christmas song? Holiday song? Whatever the case may be.
I do.
And what might that be? Sorry. do you want to share with the audience what your favorite holiday song might be?
Let me see if I can find it. So while I'm looking for it, what is yours?
Well, you know, I was thinking, I've been really contemplating and what my favorite holiday song would be. And I actually do have it here ready to play for you. So this is, you know, even not in the holidays, I this song just kind of runs through my head. So I want to play this.
Okay.
Here I go.
You're a mean one, Mr. Brewer. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a mixer. You're as charming as Big Fatty Mr. Brewer. You're a pissy podcaster with a hissy audio reel.
My audio is not hissy. How dare you?
You're a monster, Mr. Brewer. Your heart, empty port. Your brain is full of cocktails. You've got cream puffs in your soul, Mr. Brewer.
How dare you?
I wouldn't want to touch you with a 39 and a half foot microphone cord. You're a vile one, Mr. Brewer.
God, it's like the 12 days of Christmas.
Smile. You have all the tender sweetness of Auntie Vera Charles, Mr. Brewer. Given the choice between the two of you, I take Auntie Vera Charles.
So there, that's my favorite holiday song of all time, and it goes through my head, you know, just, you know, about every Sunday when we record. It's like
you just waiting for that, weren't you?
Oh no.
See, I was all ready to give a really heartfelt answer as to what my favorite Christmas song was and why it was or why I think it is. And no. Now it's just that was all just a thing. And by the way, the only reason that you chose Auntie Vera Charles is because her last name is a single syllable that fits.
No, I was thinking of I was thinking of who's a sweet podcaster, you know, who has a lot of charisma.
No. You were there are many adjectives that one could use to talk about Auntie Vera Charles. Sweet is not on that list. If there was a drop down list of things that you could say about Auntie Vera Charles, I guarantee you, sweet would not be on the list.
And you know, and even though that might have seemed kind of long, if you've ever listened to that actual song, when I was trying to write some new words for it, I was like, "Oh my God, how long? How many verses does this fucking song have?"
You could have cut it.
I did. I cut it in the middle. No, that was only half. That was half of the song.
So my favorite Christmas song.
So I get presents. Thank you, Jesus, for being born on your knees. And hey, can't you be just something? What's that?
So that is that's the parody version of it, of O Holy Night by Eric Cartman from South Park. But the song O Holy Night is actually my favorite holiday song, which is bizarre because I am an atheist. I do not believe in Jesus. I do not believe. But there is something about the way that the song builds and the O Night Divine, that something in that area there in the harmonies that just really, I really enjoy. It's like that, I don't know. It's just, I really like that song. I like the slow build to it. I like the crescendos in it, right? It hits the right emotional notes for me. I just wish it wasn't about, you know, an invisible sky wizard. But the thing is that I really do like the tune and the feeling of that song.
My favorite version of that, and don't anyone, you know, gasp in disbelief or horror or anything, is the Mariah Carey version. And yes,
that is completely unpredictable.
I know.
Never would have.
But
the crescendo. I guess
the crescendo. There's a word for it, especially in music, I should know this. But there's music does this thing, and we're on audio podcast. I'm doing my hand up, and then it goes down. But it's further along in it.
New and glorious morn. Fall on your knees. Oh, hear the angels' voices.
See, I gotta say,
get my favorite part.
No, but I understand that. But Mariah does that thing that I don't like.
The whistle tone, that's my favorite part.
No. Mariah does this. No, it's that other angel call. You know, the thing that I like about the song, keep in mind, again, atheist here, not believing any of the words, but the thing I like about the song is the simplicity of the way that it builds, the straightforwardness of it, and then mingled with the complexity of the harmony at the pinnacle of the song, right? The big area of the, so it's that to me fucks that up, her like doing her sliding so I think my favorite version of that is just a more, I don't know,
well, so just because
a more straightforward,
oh, that's not it, damn it. Well, I can't find it. Never mind.
Right.
Everybody knows what my favorite part is, but I wanted to hear it, but I can't find it.
I wonder what this one is. This one. That one. Wow, that cut off really fast. But that one, that was Lea Michele from Glee.
Maybe I found it. I'll try one more time. Just because. It's Christmas. Where the hell is it?
Okay. All right. Fine. Do we have anything else? Are we ready to go into... We're not doing birthdays or anything, are we?
Well, the only other...
really, honestly, the only birthday that we would have is you would play this song. You would go... and I would go, it's Jesus.
Jesus, who's singing that? It's usually... okay. So, the only other thing besides contact is, I was just going to say... my Christmas I wanted to talk about briefly what our Christmas traditions.
Well, let's do that. Let's do that after contact. Let's do contact.
Oh, okay.
And
we can
both
do
talk
that
about our Christmas traditions.
So then we should
traditions.
Let me make sure I'm not muted on anything, and we should do this.
3, 2, 1.
Contact is the secret.
Excellent. So let's go here to our first email, which, why are you sending me guys in underwear?
Because I thought he was hot.
Oh, okay. Well, that doesn't really translate well to a...
it wasn't for the show. I was just saying, man, this guy's hot. Look.
Oh, okay, good.
I want him for Christmas.
Oh, well, I'll tell Santa that, now that I have his ear. So let's go here. So any emails? No. Let's go to our voicemails. Are these in order?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, excellent.
They're
Let's play
voicemails.
Them now.
Hi, this is Larry, also known as Keith Ledge, wanting to wish you a happy holiday.
Aww, you heathen, you godless heathen bastard, it's Merry Christmas.
It's Merry Christmas.
Hope you get everything you want this holiday season.
Yes.
And I'm sorry you guys couldn't be live.
Right.
But
we are
live.
But as I said,
pre-recorded stuff is fantastic. It works. And again, thank you so much for participating. It is greatly appreciated.
Excellent.
Take care. Bye.
What was that? That was like one of those smiling goodbyes at the end. Like, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye, you asshole.
Can I say something? So I sent you a picture of a guy in underwear.
Yes.
And he's really incredibly hot. At least to me, he is. But the underwear that he's wearing. Now, I have not a problem with this, but I wear. I'm gonna confess here that for just my everyday underwear, when I'm not trying to impress anyone by wearing fancy like jock straps or anything like that, I wear Walmart string bikinis. And they're not Walmart, but they're whatever brand, M Life or whatever that Walmart sells. They come in the tube and they have like three or four colors stacked up and it's like $10 or $15 and yes. They're string bikinis. And that's what I wear. I'm this is a confession here. That model there looks like he's wearing the Walmart string bikinis.
Yes. Yeah. As far as, again, audio podcast, they can't see the picture.
I know.
But yeah, no, it is. And I don't think he's particularly that attractive. It's just a case of it's supposed to be featuring the underwear, and the underwear is not even that interesting to be featured. So that was our thank you, Larry, for that phone call. You know what? Larry confided in me that he knows how we feel trying to organize to stream. It is. It's very right. Akin to herding cats. It really is. Which is why we stopped doing it 2 years ago and let Arthur do it.
Right.
Arthur and Big Fatty now have that. They are the official cat herders at this point in time. Let's go next to our good friend Nico, shall we?
Hey, this is Nico. Wishing the two of you a merry, happy, feliz Christmas and or whatever
right.
winter holiday of your choice. So that's it. And be good.
Aw. Thank you, Nico. You know, Nico was, he travels more than anyone I know. He's always taking pictures at some cool place.
Yeah. Does he do something for a living that requires him to travel, or is he just independently wealthy?
He is an independently wealthy playboy who, you should have really gotten to know him better in Vegas.
I think I should. Nico. Nico. I would love to escort you on some right. of those trips. I was going to say, I wonder if he has any. He's always taking pictures of food. So I wonder if he has any new pictures of like some holiday-esque food.
Well, let's see. The most recent picture just today was of lunch, which appears to be noodles with some kind of chicken.
Nico, that is not holiday. You need like candied yams, something with marshmallows on top of it.
Well, he...
baked ham.
Right. I guess he was at the Disneyland parks because he's posted things from their candlelight procession. That was a few days ago. I saw this today right before the show and I didn't listen to it. So I'm going to listen to it right now. We're going to listen to it. This is straight from Nico Martinez's Google Plus stream here. Let's see what this is. Oh, I have to wait for an advertisement. Let's see. It is titled Skip Ad. No, it's titled. Here we go.
Cállate, perro.
Very good. Now, can you help me get to 2nd Street? Chinga tu madre, cabrón.
Chinga tu madre, cabrón.
Where is the bathroom? Besame culo.
Besame culo. I thought culo meant butt.
How much does this cost? No se hace estupido.
Estupido doesn't sound right.
I respect you as a person. Suck a my balzo.
I see what you're doing.
Shit. Adjusting language settings.
Why do you gotta be such a dick?
I blame Foxconn.
Stop it or I'm buying an Android.
Yo que go en la ley, jde tu puta madre.
Oh, I'm sorry too. Pardon my man.
I don't know.
It was probably hilarious if you spoke that language.
I'm sure.
Which I'm pretty sure is Mexican because Nico is Mexican.
I think so.
Right. Well, he's Big Fatty Mexican, which would mean that he's just... Anyways, thank you, Nico. We appreciate it. And a happy Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, Navidad to you too.
Right. Yes.
Exactly. Onward.
And upward.
Hi, this is Gavin and Jim from Poker with a Stick podcast. Just calling to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Never heard of it.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Love you guys.
Right. What was that? Poke It with, I never heard of that before.
Poke It you with ever, a what?
Never heard of it. Have you ever heard of that before? I've never heard of it.
I've heard of poking it with something, but.
Yeah, but I don't, that's weird. I don't know. Is that like a stage show or something?
I think it could be.
Right.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, okay, cool. Let's see. Onward.
Hello, guys. It's your gay country boy, Wes. I just wanted to call first and say hello.
Hello.
And secondly, to say Merry Christmas
Right. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa.
Yeah, all those holidays.
Right. Neither of us are Jewish, by the way. Just one.
So have a fantastic holiday season.
Yes.
And can't wait to see you again.
Excellent.
Bye.
So does he not always sound like he's post-coitus? Is that a word?
Well, I think, yeah, you know what it is. It's like back in the old days, you would smoke a cigarette. And nowadays,
you call a podcast? What?
This is admirable. Just hold our spot here, Sharon. Hello?
Did you forget to record my Christmas spectacular?
I am currently recording Dubious Intent with Adam, and you're on the recording at this point.
We're doing it live.
Hi, everyone. Merry Grandma.
Right. Excellent. Now everyone knows that I'm going to have a part in your Crema spectacular. Excellent. No, I haven't forgotten.
Oh,
you'll have it later tonight.
Okay. Well, I just knew that you were off to New York City.
New York City?
Salsa, right?
Right. I'm going to go get some salsa in New York City. Excellent. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to make sure that I was just being a pain in the ass, basically.
Excellent. I'll call you when we're done recording. But yes, you'll have it tonight.
Okay. Hi, Adam.
Hi.
He
Merry
said,
Christmas.
Merry Christmas back. Yes, excellent. All right, goodbye. All right, so let's just backtrack here a little bit. By the way, Gavin and Jim from Poking With It, thank you guys very much for
calling.
Yes,
thank you. Gavin looks a bit like Jesus.
Right. He probably got pissed that we didn't know what Poking With It was and he quit listening back then. So someone please tell Gavin that we did, you know, later come back and say, you know, thank you. And then Country Boy West. So what I was going to say about Country Boy West was, you know, back in the old days, you could smoke a cigarette after you got finished fucking.
Yeah.
But that is not healthy, and nobody, you know, so now I guess it's been replaced by just calling Dubious Intent Plus.
I guess so. Well, I think he always sounds that way. I mean, he is pretty hot, so maybe.
I was going to say, if you look like Wes, you would have sex a lot too.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe he is just constantly having sex.
That's probably what it is.
Yeah. Well, Merry Christmas, Wes. Happy holidays.
Christmas, Wes. Yes. Excellent. And this next one is from George in Atlanta. And I gotta admit, I haven't heard the phone call yet, but I had read the apology letter. So I don't know if it's funnier for me to just read you the apology letter first and then play the phone call, but I've not heard.
I thought it was good.
All right, then good. We'll just play it and then we'll read the apology later. All right. So here you go. This is from George in Atlanta.
Adam, Daniel, Merry Christmas, ho, 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 and all that crap.
Yes.
Hope you guys are having a good end of the year.
We are.
Got a Christmas joke for you.
Excellent.
What do you call people who are afraid of Santa Claus? Claustrophobic. Merry Christmas. Bye.
Excellent. Claustrophobic. Yeah, exactly. And now I wonder why he apologized for that.
That's cute.
Let's see. Let's go here. Okay, so that awful joke I just left on my message, you guys, can be found here with a bunch of other awful Christmas jokes. http://christmasfun.com/jokes. And that's Christmas with an X. So xmasfun.com.
Wonderful.
Why does Santa have three gardens?
I don't know, Daniel. Why does
so,
Santa?
So he can ho, ho, ho.
Ah. Ho, ho, ho.
Hey, why was Santa's little helper depressed?
I don't know.
Because he had a low elf esteem.
No wonder Santa's always laughing like that.
He just forced laughter. All right. And then finally, we got this. This came in to the old email system here. I don't know if it came, who it came to. Did it come to contact? It just looks like it just came. It came from the Big Fatty app. It's from a listener from the Big Fatty app. This appears to be from Gravitas. Let's listen to this voicemail now, shall we? I have to open this. It's going to do that. No, I want to show this in the folder, and then I want to open it with this other thing right here, right now.
Hello, Daniel. Hello, Adam. This is Gravitas. I call to wish you Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Happy Hanukkah.
We're not
Christmas. we said that.
Yes.
Happy New Year.
Right. Yes.
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 Bye.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, Gravitas.
Thank you, Gravitas.
Right. Also, by the way, thank you, George in Atlanta, and thank you, Country Boy West, for calling.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank all of you.
Thank all of you. But I just got to say, you don't have to wish us a happy, a happy Hanukkah. Neither of us are Jewish.
Well, they just want to be inclusive, you know.
Specifically, you say that when you're just speaking to a broad audience, and there could be Jewish people out there. But if you're speaking to specific people, right? It's not like I would go up to, a preacher, a Christian preacher, and go like, well, happy Kwanzaa. You know, it's like,
well, You know, but we have Jews and Gentiles as listeners, I'm sure.
We do. So it's perfectly appropriate for us to say, but if you're going to say, hey, Daniel and Adam, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, you don't have to say the Happy Hanukkah part. Of course, they don't know that. I could have converted to Judaism, and then I would be horribly offended if they didn't say it.
And they're not seeing the video this week, so they wouldn't be able to see the little cap on the back of your head.
It's called a yarmulke.
Thank you. I couldn't remember.
Three, two, one.
Excellent. We're getting near the end. So we have to wrap this up pretty quickly here. So tell me about your Christmas tradition, Adam.
Well, my Christmas tradition, which I finally got to share again with someone special, is that I eat M&Ms while decorating the Christmas tree.
You said that on the last show.
Well, but I want to say it again. I wanted to know, though. So that's my tradition. I turn on, the Chipmunk Christmas. Mm-hmm. Pour the M&Ms into the bowl and decorate the Christmas tree. So I wanted to know, do you have any Christmas traditions, any holiday traditions that you like to do around this time of year?
I do, but I can't do them anymore.
Why? You're not young enough? What?
All right. So I have never really been so here's the thing, right? So when I was younger, my father was a family practice doctor. So he was like everybody's family doctor, right? He was used to be a GP, but then family practice. But anyway, so the point is that he was everyone's family. So all the specialists in town, like all of your, they would get referrals from family practice doctors, right? Family doctor, practice doctors, right? Is your doctor that you go to, and then they refer you to someone else for whatever the problem is.
Yes.
So it was a huge thing in our house to get Hickory Farms, because all of the specialists would send gifts to our house every year at Christmas. So we got those Hickory Farm packs, with the sausage and the cheese and the little strawberry candies and the crackers and the stuff. God awful stuff that you wouldn't like feed to your cat, but you get it every year. And because it's all wrapped in nice and shrink wrapped and everything, you just go apeshit over it. So we used to just eat those things, like they were going out of style as kids. And so as I became an adult and left the house, right, and lived out on my own, I missed that. And so I would go and get myself a Hickory Farms, thing or whatever, just to kind of that nostalgia thing of like, oh, I've always had these at Christmas. That's to me is Christmas, these shrink wrapped, god awful holiday, Christmas farms thing,
right?
Beverage farms thing. And then, that morphed into, later we added in the Harry and Davids and stuff. And so it was kind of cool being back in the workforce this year, because you remember I worked at home for 15 years. This is the first Christmas in a very long time that I've had I've worked at a company. And of course, all of our vendors at the company are sending in crap. So we just have like this table. I've gained at least 35 pounds this past couple of weeks. All of the crap that they send in, which are all those, Hickory Farm things and everything like that. Someone really did send a honey baked ham. I'm just like, that takes balls. It's addressed to our CEO, who has a very clearly Jewish last name. It's just like, really? Really?
I like the honey baked ham.
No, well, I do too. But the point is wow, that's there you go. So that tradition wise, it's always kind of been that. But the other big tradition that I used to do is I would go to Disney, because Disney, no one does Christmas decorations like Disney. And living in Florida, living very close to Disney, I would always go over to Disney. And even when we lived in South Carolina, we would go down to Florida to visit our families or whatever. And we would go to, stop by Disney and see. So this is probably the first Christmas in 20 something years that I will not, I'm not close enough to go to Disney. So I actually have not seen the Disney decorations this year or seen the Disney stuff this year at all. So I'm hoping that the New York City trip this weekend will replace that as a tradition, right? Maybe the New York City Christmas decorations will wow me and, I'll be like, wow, Disney doesn't even know what the fuck they're doing, It's right. As if Santa's balls exploded here, right? All over Manhattan.
What would it be like if Santa's balls exploded all over Manhattan exactly?
It would probably be why isn't it play? It probably would be they would be cream filled and bacteria fresh. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus. That's 229-234-7587. Or, as several people have done, you can send us an MP3 file or use that atrocious Big Fatty app to point yourself there.
So, What are the rules exactly for that? Because you didn't get it right.
I didn't?
No.
I said it's cream-filled and bacteria-rich.
I thought you said fresh. Did you say
rich? I did. You had to point that out, didn't you? You know what? My Christmas present you could have given me was not to point out my glaringly obvious mistake. But no, apparently that was too much to ask for from you, Adam. Email contact@dubiousintent.com. Guys, stay tuned and enjoy. And thanks to everyone for participating in the upcoming streamingness that's going to happen here.
I want to say to you, Daniel, happy holidays.
Happy holidays, Chet.
Happy holidays, David.